questioning the universe, record collecting, streetwear, travel, ultimate frisbee, video gaming, working out, extreme sports, yoga, and ziplining! Shop eBay deals right now for great deals on the things you love. Shipping is always free and there's no membership required. Fill your cart with color. eBay.
If you plan to enjoy your lawn this summer, remember, so do bugs. Change their plans with Roundup Bug Destroyer from the Home Depot. And right now, save up to $20. Bug Destroyer kills over 100 kinds of insects, even grubs and ticks, and keeps killing for 3 months without harming the lawn. It's a long summer. Better plan accordingly. Right now, when you buy more, you can save more. Up to $20 on Roundup Bug Destroyer. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
Walt Diptula Road Rage, Weird WCCP 105.5 The Roar. This article by Will Gray, Mickelson, backlash, my own fault, Woods match close. So Mickelson's accepting blame for his two recent incidents, but the real interesting element of this, I guess, if it's something that interests you, is Mickelson offered a hint during this conversation that the $10 million match with Woods, the details of which were first reported last week by golf.com, may be close to coming to fruition. Hopefully in the next week or two, Mickelson said, I think we're close to having some stuff finalized.
He's going to play Tiger Woods
for $10 million bucks. Yeah. The two.
So what do you think about that? You think they're evenly matched or? I mean, they're both, you know, downhill slide and all that. So do you think they're evenly matched?
It'd be a little bit like watching Shaquille O'Neal play Patrick Ewing one-on-one now.
Uh-huh.
It'd be a little bit like that. I mean, you watch it for like the same reason you watch an accident on the highway. You know, it's because we have this human curiosity about bad things. You know, because that's all it is. I mean, it's two guys who are finished.
That's what I say. Who do you think would win?
You know what?
You don't know.
I don't have any idea. My first thought on it is that Tiger Woods sort of owned Mickelson mentally during his career. But that's when Tiger owned people. He doesn't own anybody anymore. And Lefty is a shot crafter, and this is sort of his deal. You know, his deal is sort of to win gambling money playing these type of deals.
Yeah.
You're sort of like entering into his realm.
Kind of like that Mayweather guy and played that other guy that wasn't in boxing.
Yeah, played
what
him.
Was he, a kickboxer
yeah.
guy?
Yeah, like that. Yeah. Yeah, sort of like that. And it just seems like it's sort of Mickelson's deal. You know, it's...
Thinks he has the upper hand.
Right, and... And I don't
know.
You
can always just move the ball.
Yeah. That's pretty darn funny, Ramona. That's well done. So if it doesn't go right for Lefty, given what we've seen recently, he can always just move the ball, according to Ramona. I gotta admit, I sort of like that. That's well played there, Ramona. He can always just move the ball. By the way, Ramona, we have people offering you Pop-Tart advice on Twitter now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Josh says, Pop-Tarts must be put in the toaster until golden brown
on the
four corners and then slathered in butter, no matter what flavor is being eaten. Now, I hadn't heard the butter thing, but I think that sounds interesting.
I don't know. I haven't heard that at all.
Yeah.
I put butter on the honey buns, but I've never put butter on a Pop-Tart.
Yeah, just as long as you're not putting like Chef Boyardee on it.
No.
It's okay. I want to look at a couple things here before we get going. Oh, also, before I get to Dennis Dodd's list, don't forget, wide receiver draft. Still, it's a busy show. Wide receiver.
Yeah, you're going to get to that.
Well, I'm going to get to the wide receiver draft. I'm also going to get to Team 40 in the Road Rage official countdown. But before I get to any of that, you know, I mentioned yesterday that the Peach Jam was being held in South Carolina, and I mentioned what a big event it is. Well, in one of the early games, we wound up with James Wiseman versus Vernon Carey. These are the number two players in the country, Wiseman and Carey. Wiseman allegedly got the best of it. I've only seen clips and highlights of it. To this point, but it was apparently a really good duel, close battle. In fact, I saw some people thought that Carey got the best of it, but it seemed like the preponderance was that Wiseman wound up ruling. Now, both these kids, two big kids, Wiseman's like 6'10", maybe even a little more than that, and Carey's probably 6'9", somewhere in that range. They're both lefties, too. Another interesting element of them. But yeah, the number one versus the number two player right out of the box at the Peach Jam in the whole country. You know, and understand what we're talking about. You know, this is a big event. This is the biggest Nike event. It's the biggest singular basketball event on the calendar year. And it's right here in the state of South Carolina. I mean, I would love to go to this. I would love to go to this entire event. I mean, you're talking about great, great talent coming to your state. And there were some fantastic finishes, some unbelievable finishes. This team from Houston with a remarkable finish at the buzzer and hitting a three-pointer fading away after a steal of the inbounds pass. But if you want to know what a big deal the Peach Jam is, let me explain it this way. John Calipari, Penny Hardaway, Coach K, Danny Manning, Chris Mullen, Bill Self, Frank Martin, Richard Pitino, Jim Boeheim, Dana Altman, Greg Marshall, Josh Pastner. Those are just some of the names that I saw that were in attendance.
That's a lot of names. I recognize a lot of those.
All of the biggest names in the world of college basketball, even the ones who are facing FBI inquiries.
Well, I mean, you know, you can't help that. You keep going in case you get proved innocent.
That's right. That's right. All of those big names are right here in the state of South Carolina. You know, and it's just a totally unique event. And this, you know, let me tell you one other thing. This is not the crappy AAU basketball that you get to see all year. That's not what this is. This is a much higher level of play in which these kids are trying to impress coaches and trying to earn spots and trying to improve their lot. So you're seeing defense played in a lot of these matchups, and you're seeing it taken more seriously. Now, again, I'm not talking about college-level defense. I'm talking about there's a difference in the quality of play from your typical AAU fare. But, again, there's going to be. I mean, imagine a kid who's now playing in front of just a who's who of college basketball coaches. And while I didn't see Coach Brownell's name mentioned, I'm sure he's there too. I have no doubt he's there. So this is an enormous event. And it's right here in the state. And again, it attracts all the best players. It's a Nike event. So, you know, it's a little limiting in that regard. But this event attracts all the best players from all over the country. And all of the greatest coaches in college basketball, they're all here in our state right now. Pretty cool, really. It's pretty cool. Yeah, I mean, it's a big time. It's a big, big time event. And then there's one more thing I want to get to. You know, this LeSean McCoy thing, it just doesn't stop. McCoy has now hired the attorney that represented Ray Lewis and got Ray Lewis off. A big shot attorney from Atlanta. You know, let me tell you something. The only reason, in my mind, you go and hire a guy like that is that you're concerned. You're concerned. Let me tell you something. It is being presented right now as if the woman who was beaten, McCoy's girlfriend, ex-girlfriend, that this perpetrator broke into the house and demanded specific items that McCoy had already indicated he wanted back. Now, if that can be proven, then this guy's going to jail. Yeah. It won't be taken out of Roger Goodell's hands because, and this would be even worse than, originally we believe the story was, you know, an issue of a man beating a woman, which is terrible as it gets. But at the very least, you could have thought that, well, you know, that's a spontaneous action. As heinous as it is, it's a spontaneous action. This would actually be worse in that this would be a premeditated action.
He needs to go to jail.
This would be, well, you know, let's see when all the facts are in. Let's see when all the facts are in. But if this plays out as it looks right now, then I think he's going to jail. And I don't think this lawyer is going to save him or anything else. Now, maybe there are things we don't know. You know, there was the Reuben Foster situation in which later on it turned out that the woman was lying. She admitted she was lying. She apparently had lied before. You know, so maybe there are things we don't know. But you know what I keep asking myself?
What?
You know how we always talk about, like, when OJ got in the Bronco, yeah, that was like the... that was like the litmus test of truth.
You knew, when he ran.
Right. You knew right then that dude did it, whether he was charged, whether he was caught doing it, or whether he was convicted doing it or not. You pretty much knew then. There's always this simple litmus test. Well, you know what? You know what I keep asking myself with this deal?
What?
I did tell you, Texter. I keep asking myself, why would the friend lie?
She wouldn't. I wouldn't think. I mean, what purpose would it be?
Well, right. I mean, that's what I keep asking myself. You know, at the end...
she's not lying. She's acknowledging that somebody came in the house that wasn't him and did all these things.
But the friend also, after McCoy came out with his initial defense on social media, which was sort of a generic defense, the friend came out and blasted him again and said, you know I know the truth.
Right.
Don't be trying to tell me that stuff. You know I know exactly what you are and what you've done. And remember, her litany of the things that he's alleged to have done include beating his own dog into kidney failure, include beating his own son for minor things like peeing in the bed, include drug use, PED use. She said all of it. All of it. Here's the two things. One, why would the friend lie? Why would she lie? And, you know, and your first thought could be, well, you know, maybe she is hoping for monetary gain. In other words, her friend stays connected. Maybe she can benefit financially. Here's the problem. There's no woman on earth who thinks of herself as a model like McCoy's girlfriend who is going to allow her friend, her face to be beaten for any amount of money for some con game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, this her woman, face looks
right,
like
this woman, there's not a woman on earth who's going to allow her face to be beaten like that because of some confidence game. It just doesn't makes sense. You know, one of my old-time favorite movies is a movie called Injustice for All. And at the end of that movie, Pacino plays a guy named Arthur Kirkland, who's defending a guy, a judge, who beat and raped a woman, and he finds this out. But he has all the evidence in the world to get him off. And he goes through this whole thing about how the prosecution has no case, and where is it? I don't see it. It doesn't exist. And then eventually he said, one thing kept troubling me. And he said, she didn't have a motive. And so I kept asking myself, why would she lie? And he said, he offers a couple of possible suggestions for why she might lie. And then he said, yesterday, I found out why. He said, she wasn't lying. And I keep asking myself, why would the friend lie? Why would the friend lie? And I don't have any good answer for why the friend would lie. You know, we'll let this play out, but that woman got her face beat in. Either this is a terribly unfortunate, once in a million, wild coincidence, or the alternative is that this guy belongs in jail, should never see the light of day again. And forget football. Football shouldn't be an issue at all. This should be, if this guy is guilty of these things, this should be a decision that's completely out of Roger Goodell's hands. This is a decision that should go directly to a prosecuting attorney. Let me tell you about Harry's. Look, what I love most about Harry's is the closeness of the shave. Flexible, soft hinge glides right across the contours of my face. You don't get any cuts or burns with a Harry shave. And then there's this. The eucalyptus shave cream is thick, luxurious, makes you feel alive. For a limited time only, new customers can save big on a Harry's shave set with me at harrys.com. Get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, travel cover for just $3 plus shipping. Harry's founders were tired of paying up for razors that were overpriced and overdesigned. They knew a great shave doesn't come from gimmicks like vibrating heads, flex balls, handles that look like spaceships, tactics the leading brand has tried to raise prices with for years. Harry's bought the German factory that makes the best razors on earth. It's just that simple. And now you can get Harry's replacement cartridges for just $2 each, less than half the price of the Gillette Fusion Pro Shield. Everything is guaranteed with Harry's for a limited time only. Harry's is a special offer for listeners of my show. New customers get $5 off a shave set from Harry's with code WALL at harrys.com. That means you get a starter set that comes with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code WALL at harrys.com. Join the millions of guys who've already switched. Go to harrys.com today. Use code WALL at checkout to claim your offer. Do it. You'll thank me later. Quick break. We'll be right back.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Celebrate your independence now till the end of July at Hendrick Honda Easley. Have you heard of Honda Sensing? Honda Sensing is our exclusive intelligence suite of safety and driver-assistive technologies designed to alert you to things you might miss while driving. Lane Keep Assist, Adaptive Cruise Control, and Collision Mitigation Braking System, to name just a few. Up on the hill, it's Hendrick Honda Easley. Escape the everyday and enjoy the experience. Hendrick Honda Easley, where we make it fast, fair, easy, and transparent.
It's your daughter's graduation party, but you're not sure what to serve your family and friends? Don't worry, Tom's Barbecue has your back. Tom's Barbecue serves hundreds of catered events and knows what the people want. Good food. Brock here, owner of Tom's Barbecue with my wife Beth, and we understand the value of a great catered event. Whether it is a graduation party, wedding, company event, or a birthday celebration, you name it, we can cater it. Give us a call at 864-288-2652. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
I admit, I was skeptical of taking the Health Dare because there's so many programs to choose from. But the Health Dare is not a pill, hormones, or a 500-calorie diet. You don't even have to go to the gym. The Health Dare is a 90-day cellular health program that's reversing symptoms of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, IBS, and sleep apnea in just the first 30 days. And it's so easy. There's only two things you can't eat. You can even have fast food. I lost 80 pounds. Of fat in 90 days by taking the Health Dare, and my energy went through the roof. But I'm not the only one. There are thousands of people taking the Health Dare, reversing symptoms of high blood pressure, high cholesterol, type 2 diabetes, IBS, and sleep apnea the easy way. Go to iDareGreenville.com to learn more and book your free cellular health consultation with a Health Dare coach. That's iDareGreenville.com. iDareGreenville.com. I dare you.
If you ever wanted to buy or build your dream home, now is a great time. Hi, I'm Christy Ross with Ag South Mortgages.
And I'm John Foster with Ag South Farm Credit. We offer low fixed rate loans on land, farms, and home construction.
Whether you want to buy a home or just land, in town or in the country, Ag South has a program for you.
Call us at 864-226-8507.
That's 864-226-8507.
Equal House Lender, NMLS 480-519.
If you love everything Clemson, then you need to know about Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It's a new condo hotel under development on Lake Hartwell, right across from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a place on the lake with the amenities of a hotel, such as housekeeping, great food, and other services. Plus, you can rent your condo when you're not using it. Go see my friend Taj Boyd at the new sales office on Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesdays. Reserve your spot today.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Let me hear you say life's taking you nowhere.
Walt Diptula, Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. Let me tell you about my friend Greg Wales, Kiwi Financial. Greg's Clemson class of 1990. Really sharp, shrewd guy. Will guide you through all your investment hurdles. 100% independent advisor, not tied to any big box advising firm. That allows Greg to select the appropriate investment for every client without pushing any of these expensive proprietary products down your throat. In other words, they're making decisions that best help you, not that best help them. And that's the bottom line. You know, Social Security is the foundation of all retirement income planning. Are you approaching your retirement? Are you unsure how to structure your assets and retirement income to make it last for your lifetime? Do you need advice in making the right choice when it comes to electing your Social Security benefit? Let me answer that for you. You do. And here's why you do. This is incredible to me. And so completely over my head, there are 97 different ways that an individual can begin their benefit. And for a married couple, there are 388 different ways that a couple can file for benefits. Are you sure you know what's the right choice for you? I mean, there's just no way you could. It's impossible. And that's why you need Greg Wales. If you're a married couple, there are 388 different pathways for you to choose to begin accepting your benefits. How would you know which is best? Greg Wales. If you're divorced, a widow, have minor children, there may be additional choices. So you've lived a good life. You've worked all these years saving your pennies. Now you're ready to retire. Listen, don't blow it now. Don't make a mistake now when you're just reaching the finish line. Call the professionals at Kiwi Financial Group to get a comprehensive evaluation of your Social Security options. We're on a mission to have a positive influence in our clients' lives. 402 Pendleton Road in Clemson, right next door to Max Drive. And call them today, 864-654-5043, 864-654-5043, or toll-free, 800-585-5816, 800-585-5816, or visit our website online at kiwifg.com. Tell them I say it. It's the way this works. All right, Ramona, we're going to change the order of things a little bit because I don't want to run out without getting to Team 40.
Oh, so, we're going to do that now?
We're going to do Team 40 awesome. Right now, and we'll get to coaches on the hot seat and, of course, my wide receiver draft all before the show ends today. So hit it. Stop it for a second. I know I'm stopping this music like every day now because
it fits the situation.
I know it does, but it just makes me want to slit my recording. Throat. It makes me want to slit my throat. It's just like the worst crap ever. But you know what I did today?
What?
I actually spent about 20 minutes looking for a new song. Something that had to do with countdowns. I must have watched like 30 seconds to a minute of like 30, 40 different singers' videos with songs about countdowns. Every one of them hideous.
That's why you didn't call me and tell me you wanted
it. Right. I found one by Rush, and I was thinking, well, this has to be better. At least there'll be this. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Now, so after all that, I'm still with this. Go ahead.
Okay. We're going to start it again.
Yeah. That's like now.
It's the final countdown. The final countdown. The final countdown.
You may end up doing the show by the time we get to 20. All right, Ramona, then team number 40 in the Road Rage Countdown to a national champion is... the Southern California Trojans. So I said this would be a bit of a surprise. And there's your surprise, I guess. I don't believe in this football team. I just don't. I gave them out as an under 8.5 on the total. I think they have one possible salvation. One. And I'll get to that momentarily. But this team, the leading returning passer, the backup quarterback last year to Sam Darnold, is a kid named Matt Fink. Now, first of all, if your name is Matt Fink, you're probably not going to be very good. But his name is Matt Fink. And by the way, if your name's Fink, don't write me. I don't care. Tell your mother. Blame your mother. Blame your father. I don't care. I don't care about your problems. When I was a little kid, my last name, surprisingly enough, was still Deptula, and that caused enough problems without Fink. You know, Matt Fink threw for 43 yards on the year. 43 yards. There's USC's number one returning quarterback, Matt Fink. Now, the really disconcerting news for Southern California is that out of the spring, Matt Fink was the number one quarterback. I watched the film on Matt Fink. because I didn't see his 43 yards last year somehow. I don't know what game that happened in, but I missed it somehow. I watched the film on Matt Fink. Matt Fink is called a dual threat, and I watched some of the spring, and they were running some zone read with Matt Fink. Well, I watched his performance in the spring game, and here's my evaluation of Matt Fink. I hope his mother and father aren't listening. He sucks. He has a pedestrian arm. He's thin. If he runs zone read, someone even in that Pac-12 where they play no defense will break him in half. I can't believe that anyone's really talking about seriously Matt Fink as the quarterback at USC. I've seen USC make this mistake before with Brown. Brown was a million times better than Matt Fink is. I've heard Matt Fink speak. He says all the right things. Anywhere you look at a USC depth chart, they list Matt Fink as the quarterback. If Matt Fink's the quarterback, USC's going to win like four games. I'm telling you right now. If Matt Fink is the starting quarterback for the whole year at Southern Cal, remember where you heard this. It is the 12th of July. On the 12th of July, I'm telling you, if this kid is the starting quarterback at Southern California this year, USC will not win more than four games. They will not win more than four games. Yeah, I have texter 940 writing me. Don't write me. I'll tell you about it. Just hang in there. Be patient. So if Fink is the guy, and again, they were slow to go to Darnold from Brown. Brown was a five-star guy. By the way, Fink was a three-star guy. And I don't care what the stars are. I just evaluate the talent. In this particular case, I'm not even sure if Fink is a three-star guy. They also have Jack Sears and JT Daniels. Now, Chad says, that kid's head better be on a Rat Fink poster on game day or I'm done with college kids. You know, it's funny. I saw the Rat Fink stuff again the other day. I'd forgotten about Rat Fink and all the cars and everything else. Yeah, you can still get those T-shirts and such. There it is. Rat Fink. Asking you to see. There it is. Rat Fink on my.
What is that?
Rat Fink is cool, man. What's the matter with you? Rat Fink was from the.
What?
I'm trying to remember his name. He was a motorcycle designer, just all the coolest stuff. And I'm drawing a blank on his name. Somebody will help me with that.
That looks really scary.
But he came out with the whole Rat Fink line, and then there was another one. It was Rat Fink and something else. Yeah. I'm with you, Texter. But in any case, they have two other quarterbacks, Jack Sears and JT Daniels. JT Daniels is a true freshman who is about 6'2", who reminds me a lot of Sam Darnold. JT Daniels can play. He has real ability. He can play. Talent. And I think he has a chance to be a tremendous player at Southern California. The question is, when will that happen? Will it happen this year? Will this coaching staff be willing to make the change? You know, I said they were slow to go from Brown to Darnold, but maybe they weren't. It was still early in the season. I'm trying to remember what game they made that switch. Part of me thinks it was Utah, but I'm not 100% sure on that. But it was relatively early in the season that they made that switch. I mean, it was in the first third, I think, of the season, first quarter of the season. So maybe they will make the switch because, again, if they stick with Matt Fink at quarterback, it's going to be a long, long year. Even with JT Daniels, you know, this is a team that lost Sam Darnold, their best quarterback, one of the top quarterbacks in the draft. Lost Ronald Jones, really talented running back. Lost, in my opinion, their two best defensive players in Rasheem Green and Ucheno Nwosu. They lost their two best defensive players. So they lost their two best offensive players. Their three best offensive players, because they also lost Deontay Burnett, their top wide receiver. So they lost their top quarterback, top running back, top wide receiver, and top two pass rushers in Uchenna Nwosu and Rasheem Green. They also lost Mitchell at wide receiver. They lost Hawkins at safety. They lost Fatua on the D-line. They lost Nico Fela on the offensive line. I just think they lost way too much to be relevant. Again, even if they pull the plug on Fink, which they need to do immediately, and go to JT Daniels immediately, that's it. I couldn't believe I couldn't remember that. It's Big Daddy Roth. Ed Big Daddy Roth. That's what I was trying to think of. Thank you, Austin. And I had others who came up with that, too. Yep, Ed Big Daddy Roth, exactly. When I look at Southern California, I just think those are too significant. Those losses, too significant, and especially with an unsettled quarterback situation. Again, I will tell you how it will play out, just so you know. They may start the year with Fink. It will not be long before they pull the plug on him, and JT Daniels will be their quarterback. And Daniels will show all the promise in his potential, but it's still too many losses. Again, top quarterback Darnold gone, top running back Ronald Jones gone, top wide receiver Deontay Burnett gone, top two pass rushers Rasheem Green and Uchenna Nwosu both gone. It's just too much. It's too much, and they're not good enough. Look, they weren't great with Darnold. They weren't. Look, here's the thing. They were not great with those guys. They were good. They weren't great with those guys. Here's their schedule. UNLV at home. Scotty and Seneca, hold on. I'll get right to you as soon as we come back. UNLV at home, at Stanford. At Stanford's a loss. At Texas. At Texas is a loss. Washington State at home. They could lose that game. I'll call it a half. So that's 2.5 losses. At Arizona, that's a loss. I watched that game at USC last year, and Khalil Tate kept it competitive. They're not winning at Arizona. That's 3.5 losses. Colorado at home, let's give them a win. They're at Utah, that's a loss. I don't think they're winning at Utah. That's 4.5 losses. Okay, I'm already here. All right, I'm already at a point where I may have put them too high. I may have put USC too high. They're certainly not going to be above this. The Southern California Trojans, number 40 in the Road Rage countdown. Scotty and Seneca on the other side. Walt Tip to the Road Rage. Quick break. I'll be back.
Hey, Clemson football fans. This is Don Munson, the voice of the Clemson Tigers, reminding you that 6-game football ticket packages are now on sale. The package includes games against Furman, Georgia Southern, Syracuse, NC State, Louisville, and Duke, and is available for only $299. This is your only way to guarantee tickets to all 6 of these games. To order, visit ClemsonTigers.com or call 1-800-CLEMSON, and we'll see you in Death Valley this fall.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with a new way to experience the Clemson family like never before. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is a condo hotel right on Lake Hartwell, just across the lake from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a property on the lake with the amenities of a hotel, such as housekeeping, great food, kayaks, canoes, and more. Find out why I'm all in for Lakeside Lodge at LakesideLodgeClemson.com or come see me at our new sales office in Clemson at 906 Tiger Boulevard, Suite 6, right next to Ruby Tuesdays.
Watching your family grow is a wonderful part of life, but it comes with responsibilities. Have you saved enough for college for your children or grandchildren? Do you have enough life insurance for today and the future? Have you planned when you will retire and begin Social Security? None of these questions are easily answered. Talk to the independent financial advisors at Kiwi Financial Group. Wherever you are in life and whatever you need for your family, Kiwi Financial Group can provide solutions. Call today, 654-5043.
Have you heard about the changes over at Ted Garrison Arena? They are now offering event space rentals for banquets, parties, fundraisers, weddings, and more in their air-conditioned 10,000-square-foot newly renovated cattle sales complex. Also ask about their full-service RV sites for football tailgating. Convenient 9-minute drive to the stadium. Call 864-646-2717 today to pre-book Space is limited and will sell out quickly. Go Tigers! This ad was funded by the City of Clemson Accommodations Tax.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Make your next corporate party or team-building event one to remember with Local Q. Featuring a wide-ranging menu of mouth-watering, in-house smoked barbecue, signature craft cocktails, 25 rotating drafts, and hundreds of classic games to play, Local Q is the place to break the ice with coworkers, friends, and family. We'll craft you the perfect menu featuring all the Local Q favorites, whether for 50 people or 250. Local Q has the room for you. Reserve your venue today by visiting localq.com.
Anytime is a great time to buy jewelry from Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall. Whether it's a diamond for her, a watch for him, or maybe something special for an upcoming graduate, no matter the occasion, Reed's will dazzle you. Endorsed by Roar listeners like Zeke.
I'm calling in for one of your sponsors, man. Wally over there, Reed's Jewelers. Go check him out. They'll get you what you need. If not, he'll find it, and he will definitely take care of you.
Zeke loves Reed's Jewelers. You will as well. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall next to Belk, online at Reed's.com.
Capital One presents Congress finalizing the Louisiana purchase.
Napoleon will never go for our offer. It's too low.
He's too low.
You're a nincompoop.
Oh, Jefferson has something.
Gentlemen, I've just received word from my Capital One app. The Louisiana purchase is complete.
Instant purchase notifications from Capital One, so you won't miss a purchase. Technology this helpful could make history.
What's in your wallet?
Not available for debit cards. Capital One Bank USA N.A.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Walt Zepsula Road Rage. Man, you know, the sports world's the gift that keeps on giving.
Oh, no. What now?
You know, it was one thing for Charles Oakley to try and get over on James Dolan, the idiot New York Knicks owner. And I thought Charles had a point in all that. Charles Oakley was arrested. He was arrested in Las Vegas. The casino says he cheated.
The casino accused him of cheating?
Charles Oakley's learning the hard way. If you try to cheat a Vegas casino, you'll end up behind bars. TMZ Sports has learned the ex-NBA star was arrested at the Cosmopolitan on July 8th after allegedly trying to pull a fast one during a gambling session. It was all caught on video.
Everybody knows, even if you haven't been to Vegas, that there's cameras
everywhere. They have armies of security whose job it is to catch cheaters.
Yeah, and they're probably not dressed like security.
Right. They don't let people get over. Oh. They have eyes in the ceiling. They're watching every table, every action. They're looking in the past for card counters and cheats of all sorts. You can't get over in a Vegas casino. It's like these idiots who try and rob banks today. You know, think they're Jesse James. You can't rob a bank today other than a white collar robbery. You can't walk in and hand a teller a note. You can't walk into a casino and cheat. You can't, because you're going to get caught. This is the way it is. Oh, man. Officials from the Nevada Gaming Board tell us Oakley was suspected of adding to or reducing his wager on a gambling game after the outcome was known. What game he was playing at the time. But one source with the knowledge of the incident says Oak tried to pull back a $100 chip after he realized he was going to lose.
Oh, no way. Really?
For your FYI, Oakley reportedly made more than $46 million during his NBA career. Apparently doesn't have all of that
anymore. He probably doesn't have it.
Oakley was confronted about the incident. Oh, this part ought to go well.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Since Oakley is still has about 6'8 of his original 6'9 height,
yeah,
and is a known tough guy. That's what he always was. This part ought to, it went real well when they tried to remove him from the stands in the Knicks game. That went real well. So I would imagine this went about equally well. Oakley was confronted about the incident and it was kicked over to a security team, which reviewed the casino video footage, confirming the alleged cheating. The 54-year-old was then taken into custody at 5:30 and booked into the Clark County Detention Center. Oak's gambling charge is serious business. To commit or attempt to commit a fraudulent act in a gaming establishment, he faces between 1 to 6 years in prison if convicted.
Wow. Just because he was trying to take a chip back. Oh, that's sad. That's really sad. You don't do that.
Yeah, that's not.
Take your loss.
That's not good. All right, I want to look at these coaching hot seat things. But let me get to Scotty first. Scotty in Seneca. Scotty, how are you?
Oh, living the dream, Walt.
I bet.
By chance, I'm an Oakley's agent. Do you have 2 10s for a 5?
Exactly.
Yeah. Why not? You know, Bonnie and Clyde robbed the bank. Why? Because that's where the money's at.
Why is your connection getting worse every time you call me?
I haven't got a clue.
Okay. That's a little better. Make sure you're talking into the right end of that phone there, Scott. After a day of 151 rum, you know, you may have turned around.
It's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it. You know, Boogie left New Orleans. But he could have had a one-person party. Roll the keg out.
That's true.
Yeah.
Scotty, I don't know if you heard, but you were yesterday's entry into the poll.
Oh, cool.
You were team 41.
You are
ahead of Florida.
I'm still curious on a kid from Mississippi that threw more yards than Brett Favre. I've never seen him throw a pass. And I'm like, you need a gunslinger like Matt Mahomes or, you know, even Deshaun Watson. A gunslinger, someone to go to sling that ball down the field. My question was, kind of curious. It was a relevant story before the draft, and it's a good story, and I like it. It's positive, and I try to think positive. That kid with one hand from UCF got drafted by Seattle. Are they going to get the speed back that they had and just shut people down with Sherman and so forth? Or
no, I don't think that's going to happen overnight. No, I mean, I think that whole defense has to be retooled. I mean, basically it sort of got old together and became disgruntled together and didn't like elements of their offense. And now I think they have a bit of retooling and rebuilding to do. I think getting drafting Penny in the first round, which most people thought was an enormous reach, I actually think that's going to work out well for him, because I think it will help that defense and help Russell Wilson to have a hammer back at running back. And I think that kid is that. In fact, I would expect him to lead all rookies in rushing in the National Football League. It won't be Barkley. I think it'll be Penny.
Yeah, I have no faith in the Giants at all. I don't care what they do.
Well, look, allegedly, Odell Beckham Jr. is 100% healthy and looking really good. Eli Manning is apparently feeling really good. They have weapons. I mean, the Ingram kid at tight end is going to be an absolute enormous problem to deal with because of his insane speed. He dropped some balls last year, but when he wasn't dropping balls, he was starting to make plays. And, you know, you're talking about a guy who's an H-back type. It's just a human mismatch because he's, you know, at 6'4" or right around there, he runs a legitimate 4.40, and he's just a tremendous pass-catching talent. And so with the receivers they have and the talent they have on offense, I think – Adam Barkley just gives them another piece and a versatile piece. I think the real question with the Giants is, you know, do they still have the pass rush? Because obviously JPP isn't there anymore. And I think that's the question with the Giants, because, you know, the Giants, when they've made the Super Bowl under Eli Manning, they have always had a dominant pass rush, and it'll be interesting to see if they still have any of that element.
Yeah, and the other probably a statement, but I'm curious, because I wasn't blessed to have a sister or a daughter, but, you know, these athletes that think they can hit women, I'm like, I consider myself a Christian, and I'm sure I would forgive them after they got out of the hospital, you know?
Exactly right, Scott.
That's how I feel. You know, I'm an old man, but some things don't change.
That's exactly right. Yeah, I know. You're 100% right. You just, you know, you can say whatever you want. You can tell me about some of these crazy women. I've seen it. I've seen some of these videos. I know that some of these women are borderline insane. I get it. But you know, first of all, that's the path you chose. And secondly, just walk away. Walk away. Doesn't matter what she's doing. Walk away.
So much easier.
Yep.
I thank you for your time, Walt.
Thank you, Scotty. Appreciate it. I mean, it's just, you can't hit women, period. I mean, I don't care. I don't care what your excuses are, and don't send me any either, because I'm not interested in hearing any of your excuses. I'm just not interested in it. Unless maybe you're with Hope Solo. Yeah. I mean, remember Hope Solo beat her nephew or something?
Yeah, what was that? Outrageous. And her sister or cousin or...
Yeah, whatever something. It was. These hot seat rankings, and still to come on the show, the Road Rage Road Rage wide receiver draft, which will begin in this last hour. But Dennis Dodd came out with his annual hot seat rankings, and the key to this is, if you're a five, you must win or be fired. If you're a four, you need to start improving now. If you're a three, pressure is mounting. If you're a two, all good for now. If you're one, you're safe and secure. And if you're zero, you're untouchable. And, you know, and again, I think it pays to remember Dodd's ties and vested interests. He's a Missouri guy, which at times comes into play in some of his writings, in my opinion. But in any case, that's the key. Five, that's the key to the table. Five, win or be fired. Four, start improving now. Three, pressure is mounting. Two, all good for now. One, safe and secure. And zero, untouchable. In other words, you want to be on the zero side of the ledger. Before we get to any of that, though, let me tell you about the Elkmont Trading Company, 100 Liberty Drive, Clemson. You know, look, nobody does it like Elkmont. It's a special place. I mean, almost everyone here knows Elkmont by now. If you haven't experienced Elkmont, you really haven't experienced Clemson. The building is just sensational. It's a rustic heavy wood building. It was all made with reclaimed wood from the area. Lee and his brother built it. It's just a remarkable building, and it houses the best outdoors apparel, gear anywhere around. If you're an outdoorsman, outdoors woman, whether you're a weekend warrior type, and you just like to get out and hike, and you could use a good pair of hiking boots, or whether you're an aficionado, whether you're somebody who's all in and you love kayaking in the most brutal conditions, everything else, they have it all for you. In fact, if you're interested in kayaking, you need to go see Lee, the owner. Lee has been involved in kayaking for decades. He knows the game sport inside and out. He knows exactly the best equipment for you. He'll be glad to help outfit you. So go and see them. Ask for Lee. Tell him you're interested in kayaking equipment. He'll be glad to help you. Don't forget, while you're there, you may as well hit the food bar. It's incredible. The sandwiches are just unbelievable. You can get a London broil sandwich for $9.95. Get a red potato salad homemade on the side. On Monday night, they have a barbecue special, which the barbecue is unbelievable. And they top it with their own homemade pimento cheese, and you get a pint of locally brewed craft beer, all for $9.95. They have 16 locally brewed craft beers on tap in the food bar. And don't forget the Ladies Boutique, which is wildly popular. It's all at the Elkmont Trading Company. So by all means, go and see them. I think my clock had frozen again, Ramona. Let's see here. Yes, I think it had. I was looking at the wrong time. So get out to the Elkmont Trading Company today. Again, you will thank me later. Also, before we go to break, let me tell you about my friends at Krispy Kreme. You know, Krispy Kreme is full of endless surprises. It just doesn't stop. Is the strawberry cream and the banana pudding donut, are those still available?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, see, don't miss out on those, all right? I didn't. Don't miss out on them. The strawberry cream donut is topped with pink red strawberry frosting, and inside is a combination of cream and strawberry jelly that they would stuff the jelly donuts with. It's insanely good. The banana pudding donut, also insanely good. It's all at Krispy Kreme. There's always something new. And by the way, don't forget, they have a full selection of frozen drinks and ice cold drinks in the warmest weather to cool you down. It's all at Krispy Kreme, Anderson, Spartanburg. The Reese family's been doing it the right way since the early 60s. Go see them. Tell them I sent you. I'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the Priority One Security Studios, where sports is our priority. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Countdown is on. 51 days till Clemson football.
Johnson going to throw it across the middle, and it's complete to Smith. Cannon Smith, a touchdown. A throw of 13 yards for 6. Cannon Smith's first reception of the season.
On the flagship station for Clemson athletics, we are WCCP 105.5, The Roar.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Mickey Poller here. Zero Res is celebrating National Carpet Cleaning Month. Did you know carpet plays a huge role in the health of your home? It's the best filter for keeping dirt, debris, and bacteria from circulating in the air, but only if you clean it regularly. Get 3 rooms for only $129 when you mention my name, Mickey. Call now, 864-558-7300, 864-558-7300, or online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
Hey Clemson football fans, this is Don Munson, the voice of the Clemson Tigers, reminding you that 6 game football ticket packages are now on sale. The package includes games against Furman, Georgia Southern, Syracuse, NC State, Louisville, and Duke, and is available for only $299. This is your only way to guarantee tickets to all 6 of these games. To order, visit ClemsonTigers.com or call 1-800-CLEMSON, and we'll see you in Death Valley this fall.
Have you been in the market for a new mattress but have been waiting for the right time to buy? Well, stop waiting, because at Seneca Mattress Outlet, now is that time. Mattresses start as low as $196 with a free box spring, or treat yourself and upgrade to an adjustable base. For a limited time only, with your purchase of any mattress, adjustable bases are 50% off of our already low prices. Now is the time, so don't miss out. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
No matter where you're going, you'll see hundreds of convenience stores along your route. What sets Locomart in Clemson apart? Quality gasoline at awesome prices? Yes. Rewards to help you save even more money? Yes. But you'll also find a huge craft beer selection at Locomart that you wouldn't find at a normal convenience store. There's only one stop you need to make. Local Mart on Old Greenville Highway and Highway 123. Proudly locally owned and operated. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
If you're looking for the perfect Clemson gear, then look no further than the Tiger Sports Shop. You can be the ultimate Clemson fan from head to toe with the Tiger Sports Shop's vast selection of orange and purple apparel. Tiger Sports Shop provides everything Clemson for the Clemson fan. Are you looking for the Nike apparel that you see the Clemson players and coaches wearing on the sidelines? We are the exclusive provider of Nike sideline apparel. In Clemson, visit our stores at 1102 Tiger Boulevard or 364 College Avenue in Clemson. Go Tigers!
It's a great time to buy a new car, and the best place to shop for one is Walhalla's Ford dealer, Edwards Auto Sales. In business for over 50 years, you'll find a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Fords, plus lots of local trade-ins. The Edwards family believes in customer service and was voted Oconee's best new car dealer for the fifth year in a row in 2016. For the best price, best service, and the best car buying experience, go see Edwards Auto Sales, Highway 28 in Walhalla.
If you plan to enjoy your lawn this summer, remember, so do bugs. Change their plans with Roundup Bug Destroyer from the Home Depot. And right now, save up to $20. Bug Destroyer kills over 100 kinds of insects, even grubs and ticks, and keeps killing for 3 months without harming the lawn. It's a long summer. Better plan accordingly. Right now, when you buy more, you can save more. Up to $20 on Roundup Bug Destroyer. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.